I'm here with Randy Isaac, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his background and Christian influence.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here with you. So, you asked about background. Well, I grew up in a Mennonite community in Southwest Kansas, so it was a community where I learned at an early age about the Bible and about Jesus and the saving grace. So I came to know the Lord around the age 8, I believe, as it was. And it was, at the time, you know, the key focus was the assurance of salvation and what we can know. And I'm glad to say that's very meaningful to me, that especially the verse in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And it's been a very important concept to me. Growing up on a farm, I of course was in close connection with nature, and I grew up enjoying science. I never really knew that there could be or was a conflict. I mean, these kind of discussions never came up in church in any way until in the middle of high school. I began reading some young earth literature, which completely fascinated me because I hadn't even known there was an issue or whatever, and the material made a lot of sense to me, and I became fascinated by it and started giving talks about it and et cetera, but had never studied anything else. I mean, these were the only books I knew, which clearly wasn't enough. So I went on to Wheaton College for college, and that's really where I got exposure to a set of faculty and scientists. I was really pursuing physics at that time, and that's where I encountered a set of real men and women of God who were leaders in science and strong Christians. And, you know, through them I discovered a whole spectrum of ideas that I'd never even understood existed. And so there began quite a journey of understanding what is really going on in studying the Bible and the Word and understanding its integration. So it was quite a journey in terms of where to go. And ASA, the American Scientific Association, was a key part of that. The Wheaton faculty introduced me to, and my colleagues, to the organization. And the journal and its publications and its meetings have really been a vital, if not the only, source of directing me to the various ideas and publications and the thinking and the understanding of how to approach the material. So that's really an account of how I came to ASA. I'd like to add that, especially in the 80s, many times in my private life, it was the ASA and the ASA meetings and speakers and books that I encountered that really helped me sustain the faith during periods of difficulty and not knowing what to do. And I remember at times as saying, you know, what is the reason for staying in the faith? And I would look at the ASA members and see, here are top quality scientists that they continue to believe in God. They believe in Christ, and if they can, there must be something to it, even if I don't understand their logic or their reasoning or what's going on, but at least just the very fact that they've come to this conclusion that it's safe, then there must be something to it, and I'll persist and hopefully understand it in the future. So with that kind of confidence, you know, ASA was a key factor in helping me sustain my faith, and now I think it's a privilege to be able to participate and contribute a little bit more to the organization and in turn help some others.